On top of the major political parties like Labor, the Liberals, the Nationals and the Greens, Australia's always had a multitude of smaller parties. In fact, there are currently more than 30 political parties registered with the Australian Federal Electoral Commission. Now, in the next few weeks on The Wire, we're going to take a look at some of these smaller parties and their policy ideas. Today, we begin by looking at the Stable Population Party. Their goal is to achieve a stable population of around 26 million by 2050, a level much lower than current forecasts. The party claims that a rapidly rising population will increase the cost of living and put serious pressure on both food and water security. But is a stable population preferable, and will the policies of the Stable Population Party achieve it? Josh Nicholas reports.
Australia is growing by over a million people every 3 years. So that's the size of Adelaide every 3 years, or the size of Canberra annually. It's an extraordinary level of growth, 3 to 4 times the per capita growth of other developed nations. So if you look at many of Australia's big challenges and big problems in the media, they are all linked to this huge population explosion.
William Burke is the president of the Stable Population Party. He says a stable population of 26 million by 2050 is the key for Australia to tackle many of these big issues.
In terms of relieving infrastructure, in terms of easing cost of living pressures like rents and mortgages, in terms of protecting our food security, water security, energy security, in terms of incentivising training and education for the 2 million Australians who are either unemployed or underemployed. A stable population incentivises that training and education. It'll help to stabilise and ultimately lower carbon emissions and impact on other environmental issues.
In order to achieve a population target of 26 million by 2050, the Stable Population Party has two main policy proposals.
Obviously, population growth can come from either native fertility or immigration. At the moment, Australia has a level of births around 300,000, double death. So we have a big natural increase, and we're saying that first and foremost, we should limit the baby bonus and paid parental leave to each woman's first 2 children. The second point is to adopt a balanced migration program, where permanent immigration is roughly equivalent to permanent emigration. That would take immigration from around 250,000 a year to around 80,000 a year, which is a much more sustainable level.
But some experts argue that at various times there are advantages to a rapidly growing population. Director of the Australian Demographic and Social Research Institute, Professor Peter McDonald, says it is advantageous to have flexible population growth based on labour demand.
You know, it's an advantage, I think, to have migration when there is very strong labour demand, and it is an advantage not to have large migration when labour demand is weak. So it's not a matter of that there's an advantage to a particular population number. It's rather an advantage to be reacting to the current demands.
In response to the policy proposals of the Stable Population Party, Professor McDonald says that in the long run, they would actually lead to a population decline.
The demography is right. You know, if the birth rate fell, if the migration was restricted to zero, then yes, the population does stabilise. Well, stabilise is not the right word, but would reach a lower figure like 27 million. But then the population would fall because of the low birth rate.
Professor McDonald says it would be hard to achieve net zero immigration under current legislation and if current trends continue, as the number of Australians permanently emigrating has been falling since the global financial crisis, and there are many people who have a right to immigrate to Australia.
People are allowed to bring in their partners, for example, their wives, their husbands, and their dependent children. The numbers involved are about 50,000 a year. We have a refugee program, 20,000 a year. We've got a free movement with New Zealand, which is presently producing something in excess of, say 30 to 50,000 a year. So you've got those people at the moment with a right to come into Australia, who's going to leave to balance that?
That was Professor Peter McDonald, Director of the Australian Demographic and Social Research Institute, finishing that report by Josh Nicholas.